أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين، سيما بقية الله في الأرضين، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى يوم الدين. صلوا على محمد وعلى محمد. أما بعد، قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتاب المبين، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قل إن الصلاة والنسك ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين. في رسائل الصلوات. We decided that in this Ashura, inshallah, we will address the subject which is like by using the design of human being, we will try to solve the social issues like youth problem, family problem, and community problem. Yesterday we started addressing family problem. There we look at the designer. The very first day we also agreed that any area which have opinion of difference of opinion, we will go to the method of uqala, which is consult with the designer. And if you do not have an access to the designer, then you will go to the support team. And the next in line is the engineering manual. And then if somebody cannot understand the terminology in the engineering manual, then he has to consult the local authorized dealer. We decided this is the approach we're going to use in order to resolve issues. And there we say, since all the issues related with human being is a product. Who is the designer for human being is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if there is any problem with human, we are not going to go to Tom and Jerry or somewhere else. We will go directly to designer. Someone says that you do not have an access to designer. I say, agree. Let's go to the support team. The support team was Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Aima alayhi salam. And then there was an engineering manual, which is Quran and Ahadith. Some of the portion it's easy to understand. Like for example, if I look at the user manual, engineering manual about this mini pad, and I want to know how to recharge the battery, it's easier. But there are some complicated issue too. For example, I want to see my computer, what's wrong with it, what's wrong with the chipset, then I have to consult the authorized dealer. The same way, we have to consult the local authorized dealer, who are Maraji Karam for every time. And then, if their local authorized dealer not here, they want to send tech support guys like me. So, if anything, we'll go consult in this chain and try to resolve the problem. Based on that, we looked in the engineering manual and we found that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said for the marriage problem, you need to have two things. Number one is your criteria for selecting a spouse. You better do this. The second thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that you need to have a goal. Everything need to have a goal. All the actions need to have a goal. You need to know what's your goal for the marriage. Why you are marrying? And then we discussed this yesterday that the criteria for selecting a spouse is kuf. Ham kuf. Which means that there should be some similarities between husband and wife. So when you go out there for trying to get married, that make sure that you follow this criteria. Otherwise, they will miss me. Then we looked for the goal, and the goal was لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهِمْ. Please have inside a salawat. The actual sentence from the engineering manual was this: وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. That we have is it's from our ayat. It's the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He created for you from your jinns azwaj, your life partners, your spouse. Why Allah has created this? لَتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. So you get peace of mind. You get in Farsi aramish with you. آپ اپنے دل میں سکون حاصل کریں, پیس آف مائنڈ, وچ آئی سیز ٹرانکوالٹی. اینڈ یسٹرڈے آئی سے دیٹ وین سکنا کم ود الا, اٹ مینس بوتھ اسپرچل پیس آف اسپرچل ٹرانکوالٹی اینڈ باڈیلی ٹرانکوالٹی, فزیکل ٹرانکوالٹی. وین اٹ کمز ود الا, then it's only physical tranquility. Here Allah especially mentioned ilaiha. And then Allah said, since the job is big, they want to create a unit. This unit is very important. I'm going to give them a gift. And the gift was, Allah said next, وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ, and I created between these the husband and wife, mawadda wa rahma, because the job is tough. They need some tools in order to take this, have this relationship. And I said yesterday that mawadda, the meaning of the mawadda is, it's kind of a love, but better than a love. I said the love is maybe that someone says, I love you, that's like an on word. And someone says, I do have your love in my heart. That's the second stage. But there's a third stage, which we call mawadda. That mean is, when you have a love for someone, that love can cause effects in the action. So if you have a love for your wife, or wife has a love for the husband, those love need to appear in the action. Otherwise, Allah is not going to call this mawadda. And then says the second thing Allah said, you get, I also ja'ala bainakum rahmah. I put rahmah between them. And I explain rahmah as well. So let's go today. We're going to move forward. Please recite the salawat. So yesterday we said that if we have to do something from scratch, this is the criteria and these are the goals we need to follow. But now, what we says, we are trying to resolve the social issue, right? So the problem is, right now, the current situation is that majority of the marriages, they didn't follow this criteria. And reality is, there are lots of problems in the family. Yes, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the curtain. That's why we don't know what's going on in other people's life. But me, as a talibel, when I start going on tabligh, I start finding that when people approach me, because we have to be the, we have to, they have to consult us and we have to keep their secrets, then I realize the major problem in our communities is a youth problem and a family problem. And the third one is a community problem. So there is a problem. Now, how to fix it? That's the main issue. How to fix it? Or at least try to fix it. First of all, let's see, what's the test? How can we find out if a husband and wife, they have a best relationship? I said the test is this. You see, if you see your wife and you feel this aramish, is that tranquility in your heart, it means you have a best relationship. The same thing with the wife. Your wife, the wife see you and she feel the same, she has the same feeling, mean the perfect relationship, you don't need any remedy, anything, you don't need anything, you need to go home, that's it. But if that's not the case, then let's see, what's the designer, what's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what's his suggestion? Please recite the salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Yesterday we said one of the way to fix the problem, this is a general way. If you have to follow this one, every situation it will help you. The thing was, the designer said that make sure you keep your own goal in your mind when you do anything in the life. And what we say, what's our goal? Kids, can anyone help me? What's our goal?
Serve Allah.
Alhamdulillah, very good. What was the ayah? وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. That Allah has created human and jinn only for abudiyat, for worship and servitude. And yesterday we said that if we use this goal in our mind, the concepts will change. Like yesterday we ran some case scenarios and we found out that the concepts of happiness and sadness change. All of the sudden it's change. Victory and defeat get change, right? Now we'll go move forward to the next ayah. The next ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that قُلْ إِنَّ الصَّلَاةِ وَنُسُكِ وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. I'm going to translate this, you have to pay attention. This is going to resolve several issues later on. قُلْ, O Prophet, say. What is supposed to say? Allah, now Allah is going to tell him what to say. He says, إِنَّ, for sure, no doubt. Whenever إِنَّ comes, it means for sure. Inna salati, my prayer, number one, wa nusuki, my other ibadat, number three, wa mahyaya, my life. See, this is the main point, my life. Because I'm going to discuss a very sensitive issues. Now people already have some concepts in their mind, and I'm gonna, if the concepts comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if it's going to conflict with their concepts, they're gonna say, come on, that's my life. You have a religion somewhere else, this is my life. I said no. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already said, you have to say that your life and your death, the mamati. Okay, for what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what's that? Lillahi. It's for Allah. Allah didn't stop here. And then he always come and he explained who Allah is. Sometimes he said Allah is Khaliq. Sometimes he says Allah is someone else. Here what does he say? Very important. He says Lillahi Rabbil Alameen. The Allah who is Rabbil Alameen. He is the one who is a nourisher. In Farsi this is Parvardigar. Farsi and Urdu say Parvardigar. Rabb. We have to understand this concept. When there was a conflict between Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam,
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad
And kuffar, the conflict was the concept of rububiyyat. They conflict about halakiyyat. This is, yeah, Allah has created this world. But rububiyyat is there, I have a problem. What's that rab mean? What's the Lord mean? See, in Arabic, the Arabic brother can help me. If someone take care of somebody, like for example, someone is like holding a poultry farm. What they call? Rabbun, the judge, the abidayat, right? Like the one, the nourishers of the chickens, right? What's his job is? His job is he has to feed, he has to control, he has to take care. If there is any enemy is coming, he has to protect. Which means he is the complete, he is the one who is giving you, like now that now, the one means he's protecting you, he's giving you izza, he's giving you risk, he's giving you everything. Right? People are after this. People are after izza. People are after life. People are after risk. All these things. And Allah said that look, all these things, your salat, your nusuki, mahyaya, wa mamati, lillahi, which Allah? Rabbu alameen. So don't worry about this. I am the Rabb. Nobody can disgrace you. I promise you nobody can disgrace you. You just follow me, you will get respect. Most of the time when we follow someone else, we think, we get afraid. We will think that someone will take our life, will take our property. Allah says, I am Rabb. I am the Rabb. So we keep this concept in our mind and we'll move forward. Please have a say the salawat. Now, before I will go for the solution, I want to make few points very clear. Again, my pattern is not like I come here, deliver a speech, have sabab, and let's go home. Finish. No, I don't want this one. This speech, you basically get the point from this speech and apply in your life. That's the purpose. If you're not going to apply, it's not going to work. See, some of the knowledges are like that you listen and apply. Some of the knowledge you just believe that's enough. For example, the concept of Tawheed, you believe that Allah is one, enough. But there are other concepts, some other knowledges, like for example, driving. If kids, you want to help me here. If I just go and pass the driving test, will they want to give me a driving license? No. Why? I passed the driving test. Why?
Because you're going to have to drive.
You have to drive. Excellent. Ahsan, please have a salawat for him. You have to drive. If I know all the techniques how to swim. Can you call me a swimmer? I didn't swim yet. You don't call me a swimmer? Why?
Yeah,
I didn't even jump in there, right? So, some of the rooms are like this. See, the problem with our life is, see, most of the time people say that when this Ashura finish, we have some problem. But the problem is this. Some of these knowledges, you have to apply on your life. And then Ayatullah Jabadi, Hawazullah Ta'ala, he said that each human has a two intellect. One of them is a theoretical intellect and other one is a practical intellect. Theoretical intellect lets you believe something. He says that's one knot. In the mind there need to be another knot. And that's a practical intellect. Practical intellect will create an intention in yourself, will do something, so you will do, you create that inclination, so you will do something. So you have to apply that knowledge in your life. That's one point. The second point is, Now, this family issue is normally, is not a place for whimper. I'm forced to do that because I have seen so many problems that I have no choice but to address this. Because here when I'm addressing this issue and I'm going to give a point, both husbands and wives are sitting here. I'm going to tell this is the point, maybe this point will go in the favor of wife and she will say, look what the Maulana said, remember? And or maybe this point will go toward in the favor of husband and he says, now if they try to improve, like for example, husband will start giving love, now she says, you're doing it only because Maulana said. Or if basically she will start obeying husband, then he says, okay, fine, you're just doing it because Maulana said it. So please don't do that. Please don't do that. I understand this thing is for the private counseling, not this sessions. But I'm forced. I want to give you some taste. I'm not going to go each and every step. Each and every step will require at least 10 majalis. I'm not going to go for that far. I'm going to just go some steps, some of those points, so you can, you know that there is a knowledge by which you can resolve your problem. Please recite salawat. So now, let's go fixing. I always say that if our system has a problem, there is some problem with it. By design, Allah put mawadda and rahmah. But now there is no mawadda and rahmah, and that's why the conflict starts. So it means a virus came. Sometimes the problem is internal, and sometimes the problem is external. We want to address both of these. External problem, there are several external problems. I'm going to discuss only one right now. The external problem is, human by design has a free will and choice. That's the characteristic. This is the main attribute of a human. This thing is, the animal, they don't have it, the angel, they don't have it. And that's why human is ashraful makhluqat. Because he has this thing. He has a choice, and then Allah gave you a free will. It's your choice. You're going to take a note, so you're not going to take a note. It's your choice. Although, if you're going to take a note, then you're going to get the reward. Please have a salawat for all the kids who are taking notes.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So there is a choice. So now it means the human processor is every second, every instant is making decisions. Whether I have to go for the madrasa or not. I have to stay here and listen to the masail or not. I have to go upstairs. I have to go outside smoking. I have to go outside the drinking water. All these decisions continuously are coming, right? These decisions need to be based on something. There should be a criteria. Normally there are two criteria. One of them is people's liking, other one is a pleasing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of them is variable, other one is a constant. People's choice change all the time. People like one time, like for example, if my life is like this, I can't, if I live in this house, what are they gonna say about this, about me? If I wear this dress, what are they going to say about me? If I have this kind of a car, what are they going to say about me? See, this back in the mind, they have these things and they say, okay, no, I'm not going to buy this car, I'm going to buy this car. Because what are they going to say about me? I'm going to buy the house somewhere else. Otherwise, what are they going to say about me? My child, he's going to go to a private school. If he's going to go to the public school, what's the other people going to say about me? Sometimes this is the criteria. This is a very, that this could be a problem. This is the problem from outside. The other criteria is, I have to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I told you the last time that the ya'budun means complete servitude. Abudiyat. I have to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alright, is there a flexibility? Yeah, there is a flexibility. I'm not saying that you have to go live in the jungle. Sometimes you have to take care of the other peoples. Although the right thing is that you draw a red line. You draw a red line in your life. It says, look, there's a red line of displeasing Allah. If anything happens, which will cross this red line, I'm going to stop it. Okay, fine, I can take care of the people's choice, right? I can wear this dress, I'm going to buy this car. But I'm not going to cross this line. See, this is sometimes the problem comes because, for example, the husband and wife, they went to a marriage. Now, in the marriage, they didn't know before that. They went there and they start realizing they have something which is not Shari'i. It's against Sharia. Now there will be a conflict to start between husband and wife, because wife will say, maybe husband will say, okay, let's stay. What are the people going to say? If you're going to leave, what's wrong if you just stay for one day? Or maybe the husband says, no, I'm not going to break that red line. So the problem, conflict will start. So we have to take care of this external problem. Please recite the salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
And see, the problem is that there are so many ahadith and ayah about these things. We are more scared about these things, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the designer and the support team, they mentioned, they knew what's going to happen with other in our life. So what they explain, like one of the person is an old guy from Sham. He approached Imam Ali and he says, who's the most unfortunate person, who's the most unfortunate creature of Allah. And Imam Ali said, the one who sells his religion for other people's world. You see, most of the people, sometimes people do that. They sell their religion for someone else's dunya. And Imam Ali says he's the most unfortunate person. Then, Amir Mu'minin, other place says that fix the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah will fix your relationship with the people. So this is the criteria. Then, it will stop here. You look at the engineering manual over there. Okay, that second hadith was from Khisal, volume 1, page number 129. In the engineering manual, designer wrote that, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. This part, it's easy to understand. إِنَّا, I told you for sure, there is no doubt. There is no doubt, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, the one who believes, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and they perform the good deeds, what's Allah going to do with them? Especially, this is very important for my kids over here. They have to, they're living in a Western society where the environment has changed after 9/11. You have to think, because sometimes you get worried. And here Allah is giving a promise, and Allah's promise always fulfilled. Allah said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَيَجْعَلُوا لَهُمْ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّا. When the sin come on the action, سَيَجْعَلُوا, very soon, will make you, I'm doing like not the literal translation, I'm going to just do the istilahi, which says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I will make other people love you. See, equation is this. All those people who believes and they perform the good deed, Allah promises He gonna make you the lover of the people. Again, immediately the objection will come. We do believe and we do perform the good deed. Allah did not make us lovable people, person for the others. It says Allah, look, Allah said when he says Amanu, which means Amanu. Which means Amanu. You believe. Sometime maybe there's a problem in the Amanu. That's why it's not happening. Or maybe Allah said Aminu Salihat. And sometime maybe there is a problem in this equation. This equation is like 2 plus 2 equals 4. That's it. Allah said it. You have this. As soon as you have these two, Aminu plus Aminu equals sign, immediately that Allah is going to do that. And you have seen it. The people who got beloved, like Ayatollah Bahjab, Imam Khomeini, and all those Arabic Maraji, one time people were thinking, what's going to happen with them? Everybody going to hate them. Or what's happened in the end? Now everybody, thousands of the people, millions of the people will love them. Again, there's, you will still find some people, they hate them. You can find the people, they are sick. I'm not talking about the sick people, I'm talking about the people, they have the, their heart is salim. Please recite the salawat. Alright, let's go to the internal problem. How are we gonna, there's like an internal problem, and I told you the internal problem is you have to have compatibility. You have to check this compatibility before you get married. Right? What's the name? Kuf. Mean, it's like, the meaning is Sinkhiyat Ham Ahangi. And also like, it's like, you have to have some sort of resemblance. Doesn't mean identical. You can't find the two people, they are completely like each other. It's not possible. So, resemblance, very close resemblance. Okay, one. The second thing is Khulqiyat. Your Khulqiyat and your resemblance is to be synchronized. You mean husband and wife, the spouse. Now, sometime we make a mistake. He says, when I say hum kuf, yani compatibility, we only think that means believes and that's it. Believe on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, someone is Muslim, someone is Shia, that's it, that's enough. No, that's the biggest mistake. That's why we say, Maulana, we tried that. We married our son to a daughter who was very religious. But they still have a problem in the life. So there is a problem in the definition. When we say that you need to be compatible, your beliefs need to be kind of similar, not 100%, kind of similar, then it's not only the beliefs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and only the belief for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Aimme, but also the beliefs for your lifestyle. That's also a belief. That's the one which will come forward and creates a problem. Because maybe one person says, look, in my view, the life is fun. That's the main thing. The other person says, no. I accept the fun need to be there, but the other thing also need to be there. Well, one person says, look, in my opinion, the life is to be have organized life. The other person says, come on. Life is short. We need to go through all these hassles. So these, in this area, if we have a disagreement, it's going to hurt us long run. The second part is Khulqiyat. Here's a quiz for you guys now. What's the difference between Khulq and Khalq?
Khulq is what is created. No. Khalq is...
You're doing right. You're good. Keep going. Yeah.
Khalq is the created thing and the khulq is...
Very good. The one who earned, right? There's a difference. Excellent. Have a salawat for him. Khalq and khulq. Khalq means the way Allah designed you. Your height, your color, your all the other other attributes, the physical attributes, that's Khalq. Khulq is the one you earn, the one you acquire. Like for example, a child when he born, that's Khalq. When he grows up, he acquired the quality of Jood, Bakhshish. That will be, then becomes his part of him and becomes Khulq. Someone becomes kind, then become his Khulq. Someone has become brave, then become his Khulq. Then become this one is becoming his personality. This one becomes Ruhiye, morality. So when we say that you have to check two things, one of them you have to check the beliefs, and not only the beliefs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet Muhammad, but also the beliefs of the lifestyle. What's their life preferences? And the second thing you have to check, what their khulqiyat is. Maybe one person is very angry and other person is very calm down. Maybe one person is stingy, other person is jood and bakshish. They want to come together, live together, conflicts start. Alright, so that's when I said you start the relationship, you establish a relationship, you take care of this. Now what's happened? The problem is how to fix it. They got married, they're having a disagreement, the life is hell. How to fix it? That's the $100,000, $1,000,000 question. $100 is cheap. So please have a salawat. So how to fix it? Now, first we have to have a right expectation. As I said, if you're not going to have a right expectation, you're not going to get the result. That's it. For example, I wish I can go from here to Tacoma in 20 minutes using this car. Come on, someone says, your expectation is wrong. You're not going to achieve it, right? In the end, you will become like disappointed. So better to have a right expectation. Now, for example, this part, these two lines are like hamkof, they are like equals, right? Not exactly the same, but they are, like these two. Are you going to see? If this is the case, it's ideal, happy couple. But now, for example, this one is the way. Husband is in this direction and wife is in the other direction. Right? Now, if the expectation is, it's going to become like this, it's very hard. Wrong expectation. You can walk out from the class if you have this expectation. You can think of these two lines, you can turn them towards each other up to an extent. That's it. For example, you're in the middle, you can bring them in the middle. But if you have an expectation like this one, it's very hard. Although there are factors, the time factor is there. That's for my young friends. You know, the problem is when the young guys, they get married and they see the differences, the boys, they have a good option. They will run away and they start spending most of the time outside. And they don't realize there is a problem. Problem is there. It's not resolved. They're spending more time on the job, with friends and other thing. Now, after a few years, the child and everything, now they're forced to spend time with the child. Now the time passes with the same curve, like it's increasing. What's going to happen? It's harder to bring them together. Because the conflicts grow. If you're not going to resolve it, it's grow, right? So that's why, think right now. Try to get the synchronization in the start, it's easier. So please pay attention on this side, but you have to do as soon as possible. All right, please recite the salawat. Now we're going to work on solution. We do have time, right? This is important. If you can spend a few minutes, if you can bear with me. There is three things in order to keep any relationship. One is called affinity. This is the same Movanda we discussed. The other is agreement. The third is communication. You're going to use these three tools in order to increase the communication and have a better relationship. Please recite the salawat. And they are directly proportional. If there is a more affinity, the relationship is better. Affinity is lower, relationship is sinking. Agreement the same way. You have a better agreement, you have a good quality agreement, relationship is increasing. Communication is the same way. You have a good communication, the other two things is also improving. I give you the hint. So now, these three factors, you have these three tools in order to improve the relationship. Affinity. I told you, Allah gave you a gift, then this knot. So, see, this sigha, aqd, in Arabic, this is called aqd. Aqd, uqdatul nikah, right? Aqd means knot. Whenever this knot got tied in, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put mubadda. But sometimes the knot becomes loose. No, see the why it's not? See that you have two ropes, you put the knot, so you move one, the other one will get moved. Right? That's why that was the purpose of the knot. It moves in this direction, this one is also moving in this direction. That means the knot is good. But as soon as the knot becomes loose, you move this one, it's not moving on the same direction, or at least not on the same pace. The knot becomes loose. So that's mawadda, liking, disliking. Sometimes it's given. You have on your some background, you have some own personality, and based on this personality, you like someone, you dislike someone, and you have that. Second one is reality, and I just said that reality which is agreement. Which means your agreement with your spouse, with your life partner, for something. Like for example, we agree that tonight we're going to go to the majlis. This is an agreement. This is a reality. We accept the reality. Both of them on the same page. And again, we said, most of the time when there is a conflict, the affinity is down and reality is down as well. There is a one tool left. This tool is very, very important. Communication. You're going to break the communication, the life is hell. You use this tool in order to improve both other factors. This, if you use this tool, agreement or reality will improve, and as well as affinity can improve. I used can improve. There is no guarantee. But definitely the agreement will improve. So let's see, before we go into there, we need to find out what's the best way to communicate with each other. You have to know the techniques of communication. Please recite the salawat. First of all, for the communication, we have to have some rules. The rule is, whenever we talk with each other, in Farsi they say zinda degreed, like talk nicely. Now this part is hard, because now we said there is a conflict. How are we going to talk nicely with each other, right? We have conflicts, we don't like each other, we have a disagreement. How are we going to talk? See, you have to think that, what's your choice? You want to continue this relationship the same way? Again, remember, I'm no way saying that you take a divorce, because this is, you know several times that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the worst option that destroyed so many lives, especially children. So we have to work somehow to fix the problem. Of course, if there is no way and things reach to extent, then Allah says, okay, fine, it's halal. So we keep this in mind. Okay, so I'm not going to go for this real deal first. I'm going to do something else before that. So we have to, the person decided that I'm going to increase the communication. Now if I have to go give the communication, I have to know the other side. How that other side, what his design is. Again, we will help from the design. So when you have a communication, you need to know how ladies communicate, and ladies need to know how men communicate, so we can have a better communication. Before that, you have to check the sensitivity of the other side. Now, sensitivity and personality, in fact, you have to do this from the start. Everyone make sure that they need to know the sensitivity of their life partner, the personality of their life partner. So the sensitivity are two kinds. One of them is called Nohi. Other one is called personal Shaksi. Nohi, yani race of the human. Race of the human have some attributes in it. You need to recognize what kind of attributes that person has. Like what kind of attributes man has, what kind of attributes the ladies have. You need to know that in order to improve the relationship, in order to improve the reality, and in order to improve the communication. So let's see what kind of the sensitivity of Nohi is the one which this human race, this person, like all the men, they have this characteristic. One of them, sensitivity is a personality, personal sensitivity. Maybe one person, it's not for the all men, but one of the person is very sensitive about cleaning. He's very sensitive about the kids' upbringing. Or maybe the wife, she's very sensitive sensitive about the guest. Or something else. This is personal. We're talking about the Nohi. We'll see first what the ladies' sensitivities are, and what the man's sensitivities are. We're talking about general. Okay, if I'm going to say something that this is what it is, and one or two people say, no, I don't think so. I'm talking about from the books, but the law, that the psychiatrist, and they look at it and they say, this is what the sensitivity is. Please recite the salawat. Like women, ladies, their sensitivity is that always man has to show their love for them. Man has to realize this part. If they're not showing their love for the ladies, they're making a mistake. Ladies are designed with a tufat. They have a special design. See, if Allah has designed such a way that one person has more a tufat, other person has more vilayat. One side, a tufat is like narmish, is softness. You know, if I have to grow a plant, I need a soil which is soft, and I can put the seed in it, and it has like all this heat and all this nummy and all this like softness, so it can help bear something. This is what the design of the ladies are. They are soft, they are hungry for the love. Man has to show that. On the other side, men are like that. They're not like that. So this is the characteristic of ladies. Again, I said this is Noe with all the ladies. Few exceptions sometimes. Some people, like for example, sometimes people have the fever. They can't taste something. You know, when you get the fever, the taste is bad. So I just said, so how this biryani taste? She says, I can't realize. I can feel it. I'm not talking about those people. I'm talking about if someone is healthy. That's what by design it is. What's a man? My man's sensitivity is. Men normally, again, sometimes this normally change because of the environment, because we are living in the 21st century where the environment has changed. We passed the feminist movement, and now, consciously or unconsciously, all the TV programs, internet, and everything, they are under this influence. Men by default, like to have a wife welcome him when he arrives, and she make herself nice looking when he arrives. That's by design. Other thing, man's sensitivity is, which is also written in an engineering manual. It's الرجال قوامون على النساء. Man has vilayat on nisa. Men are sensitive about that. Again, as I said, if someone you will find these days, they're not showing their sensitivity because they have seen the dramas and all the other propaganda that if you're going to do that, you're a bad boy, you're like, for example, you're backward, you're living in a 200 years ago. But in reality, he's not showing it, but in his heart is burning, and that's creating a problem. So we have to realize, we are here to resolve the problem. We are not here to give someone favor or let someone take away somewhere else. That's what the design is. Design is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we said it before, that you're not going to say, that's my life. I said, mahyaya lillahi rabbil alameen. My life is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the very first day I told you that you have to make sure that when Allah said, if there will be any dispute between them, فَرُدُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ, then you consult with Allah and Rasul. They're going to solve the problem. Now we are having a problem. Who has a vilayat? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, الرجال قوامون على النساء. That's it. Maybe there will be some exception because of the special circumstances. Like sometime, I'm not supposed to eat a dead meat, but then because of the hukme sanity, that become halal for me. There are some exceptions comes, and then the hukum change. Otherwise, the hukum never change. Please recite the salawat. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A lady approached to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This hadith is in Al-Kafi, volume number 5, page number 507. And asked Prophet, what are the rights of the husbands? He said, the first right for the right of the husband is that you have to obey him. Then he mentioned, you're not supposed to disobey him. He also mentioned again. And then he says, if he's absent, you have to protect his property. Now, I know this is a sensitive subject. I'm here to resolve the problem. If you are not going to accept this, the life is not going to get better. I'm not saying that the man has to abuse ladies. I'm saying there is a vilayat there. This today's environment, the vilayat has to be changing. See, why the problem in the youth? The father and mother, the parents, they had a vilayat on the kids. But when you look at the cartoon shows the kids is always right. They're trying to change the vilayat. And that's why the problem is coming. Vilayat doesn't mean that you do order. Vilayat have responsibility. When there is a wali, which means Rab, he has to protect. He has to provide. He has to do each and everything for his family. That must mean the vilayat mean. Vilayat mean, it doesn't mean that the man will sit down and say, bring me a tea. Can you please do all this thing? Wash the dishes. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about if there is a decision making, if there is something, he has a vilayat. Please recite the salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
The women's sensitivity. They always, they are very sensitive about their family, especially their mother and father. Man has to respect that. I notice that some of the men, they don't do this thing, creates problem. You have to respect their family. You have to treat them with love. There are so many ahadiths. Again, see, when this feminist movement started, what was the basis? Because the men, they are doing zoom on ladies. Islam never address these things. Islam never support these things. Islam is against. If you will see the behavior from Prophet and Imam, they will say if there is a zoom, then the matter will go in the hand of faqih, and he has the right to change things. So there's no way that Islam is saying that you are allowed to do zulm. You're not supposed to do any no bad behavior. You have to help the ladies. Please have a salawat. Please have a salawat again. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
محمد وعلى محمد وعلى محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد Please recite the salawat again. So now we have to, when we understand the different personalities, then now we have to go and see what the Islam says. Islam says that you have to, when you talk, you have to talk nicely. You have to use the good word. For example, if you want to say, Fatma, come over here, you have to talk her nicely. These are all like coming from a hadith. That like in Farsi, like the Imam says, Fatma Khanum Tashrif Laiye. But they are in jail. Yaham Urdu, whenever we talk about in Urdu, we have to use the nice word. If you're not using a nice word, you're abusing your position. And that's also true for the ladies. When they talk with the man, they have to talk nicely. They use a good word. That's not the only thing in communication. The third option is that you use the the thorn need to be nice. What we call lehen need to be better. Like for example, I can, for example, for the son, I will say, Mushtaba, come here. And the same thing, Mushtaba, come here. So we have to, in the communication, we have to take care of these things. Now, the other major thing, the ladies, the difference between ladies and men is, ladies are, in Farsi, they say, juz'i nagar. They are detailed oriented. The men's are kulli nagar. They are universal oriented. What that mean? You have to take care of this. You have to take care of this character. You have to keep this characteristic in your mind when you have a communication. Because what that detail oriented mean? I can give you one example so you can understand. The man, they have, for example, if I visit to my sister's house, I don't know what color the curtain is over there. I don't know, honestly. I, like some of those friends, when they come see me and I don't know what kind of a, what's the, what kind of a special dress they have. Sometimes men, they don't look in the detail. The ladies, they are detail oriented. They can explain, right now sitting here, and they can explain the color of this place is this, the color of the curtain is this, the camera was on this side. Like for example, if there is a newsroom, I will say there is an accident. A man will ask this way. If someone comes and says, okay, there was an accident outside, the man will ask, where was it? He says, on the corner. He says, okay. And he will just stop. The ladies, she going to ask, so how many people were in the car? Were the man or woman who got injured? What color was the car was? Did police arrive? All these things are built in ladies. There's nothing wrong with it. That's by design. So never say that. When you see that ladies are talking, you're not supposed to stop them. Let them finish. You have to have a full attention toward them. There is a, in the behavior, in the communication, you have to understand the lady's style. When the ladies talk, they look in each other's eyes. And they have a response. Like someone is talking and she's, and like that, right? In like, and they have like a detail oriented. I says, if there is a phone call come, and then, for example, me and my wife, they have to pick up the phone. If I don't pick up the phone, and someone says, hello, Maulana. Yeah, I says, yeah, Assalamu alaikum, Maulim Islam. There is a majlis today in Darul Zahra. I says, okay, fine. That time, 7:30. Okay, Khuda Hafiz, I will come inshallah over there. I will put up the phone. And then, if my wife will pick up the phone, she probably will say, alright, Assalamu alaikum, how are you? Where have you been? So, majlis tonight, it's about what? Shahada or Wiladat? Do you have a food they want to serve over there? Who's coming? Are you coming? Okay, for example, if there's like a, there's a party, the girl says, which dress you want to wear? What time? And then, again, and that's what they call in Farsi, Fatayam. They have like this ultra message. This is by design. Some people did not understand this and they says they keep talking. I don't know why. Honestly, I have seen that and that creates conflict. You need to understand the design. The man on the other side, he's kulli nagar. He wants to say, I'm going to watch the headline news. What's going on? I'm going to see if which freeway is busy. Kulli, only kulli. So each of them, they have to understand each other. So ladies, sometimes the man is not talking that much. Like for example, if I call somewhere, I call my in-laws, my wife, she gave me a phone and I says, Uncle Salaam Alaikum, how are you? You okay? How's health? He says, Alhamdulillah. And I'm just thinking, what else? Now my wife says, what's going on? What's wrong with you? Why can't you talk? I says, I don't know what to talk. Honestly, I don't know. And then, honestly, that's what happened. Now, if even I have to call my home, I says, Shami, you talk nicely. They talk because they need to listen something from here. Now she's going to talk. All right, yeah. Mushtaba is going. Mushtaba is in third, seventh, ninth grade. He passed this thing. And what's going on? Which doctor did you go? And all this thing, Alhamdulillah. So we have to understand the design. We have to understand the design. The other thing is, all the psychiatrists, they say, the ladies, they are attached. And you probably heard that email Brother Zulfikar sent, right? There was a research from Harvard University, right? They had this research. The ladies are normally attached with one person. Men, they can't. You have to make sure the environment is the way, you not give opportunity. That's why I say this feminist women, this feminist movement hurt the Western women, honestly. It was like this. The man is, the someone is doing Zoom. So like if someone, my child go on the roof, I says, do not come this side, do not come this side. Go on the back side, go on the back side, you're gonna fall. And what's happened, you're gonna fall from the other side. So you were saying, watch out, some of these men, they're mad, they're behaving. Go on the back side, go on the back side. They fell from the other side. Look at the situation. I honestly feel sorry for them. They are the one who work. They are the one who they're taking care of the child. The man, he come and he says, let's go share the rent of this house. Let's go share the burger. And then he's moving on. Honestly, these ladies, I feel sorry for them. We take the good part of it, that you have to respect each other. And now I'm going to give you the formula, the other formula. See, if you follow the real Islam, what Amir al-Mu'mineen said, let's listen. What Amir al-Mu'mineen said? He said, he gave you a formula. Follow this formula. For wife, for the children and everyone. Please recite the salawat. Amir al-Mu'mineen said, okay, Masha. Man karamat alayhi nafsahu, hanat alayhi shahwatahu. Imam Sajjad said, same way, he says, man karamat alayhi nafsahu, hamat alayhi dunya. What does that mean? Kareem, Imam Ali said that, someone whose nafs is kareem, taking care of shahwat is easier for him. Someone whose nafs is kareem, he can take care of the bad thing easily. Reverse this formula. Someone who is not kareem, he can do all sort of bad things. I'll give you an example. Have you seen, like in a neighborhood, like in an old neighborhood, if someone is not kareem, right, nobody respect this guy. He becomes gangster. If something fall into the in the garbage, you go and pick it out. He will take it out. But there is a nice guy. He feels he's a kareem, nice dress and everything. If something fell, he's not gonna do the bad thing. He says, I'm not this. He will look in himself. He says, my karamat is this here. This thing is here. I'm not gonna do it. See, Amir al-Mu'mineen is saying, if someone is kareem, he can control his shahwat. He can control the dunya. What that mean? That mean for our kids, for our wives, we have to give them karamat. What's that karamat mean? Respect. When we talk, now, come, I have to now go back over there. When you talk nicely. When you talk with good tone. Respect them. If you respect them, then the other thing will start happening. As I said, if the problem was affinity and agreement will start happening, affinity will increase. That's what the laws are. The time finished. I have a few other things, but I'm not going to go for those. Please recite the salawat. Please recite another salawat. See, the Hur was not only in Karbala. Hur is a personality. Whoever make a mistake in his life, maybe that mistake with the Imam of the time, maybe mistake with the children, like I do a mistake, I treat my child or my wife badly, the who is the one who repent and come back and ask apology. So just don't think that who was in Karbala only. We have to pay attention, then all of us can become poor. Sallallahu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. Sallallahu alayka ya Abba Rasulallah. Ya laytana kunna ma'akum fanafidh fawzan abiyya. To you return, O son of Fatima, with sins we come on. Come, O son of Fatima, to mind we bring the case of Hur, and how you forgive him in full. Then call us to you, O Imam, call us all to Karbala. It is narrated that when Imam was 2 stations away from Kufa, when the army of Hur Ibn Yazid caught up to Imam, it was the time of Zuhr. It was the scorching desert of Iraq, whose men and horses were thirsty. Imam's army gave water to whose men and horses. Then Imam asked him, Allah la am alayna, O who, are you with us? Or are you against us? Who said, rather I am against you. To this Imam said, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah al-aliyyil azim. They spoke for a short while. Then Imam mounted on his horse and started to proceed towards Kufa. Hur and his army blocked his path. Imam Hussein, here, the symbol of Rahmah. And you will see in the other nights, you will see that Imam Hussein really is a symbol of Rahmah. Atufat, kindness. Here, for a second, this action of Hur made him angry. He said, Oh Hur, what do you do? What do you intend? May your mother mourn over you. To this Hur put his head down, said, O Hussein, had it been any other Arab, I would have answered the same. But what can I say to you? You are the son of Zahra. How can I answer you, O son of Fatima? There is no comparison between my mother and your mother. I'm not going to say a word. Who here did 2 actions? One, blocking Imam. That blocking the way was one of the major sin. Because of this, he left enemy insulting the Imam and his holy family. This is the biggest sin. But the second thing he did, he showed his respect for Hazrat Fatima. It is the point where Imam stood up to address his companion. He said to them, do you not see that truth is not commanded and evil is not prohibited? In such circumstances, I do not see death except as prosperity. A life with oppressor as nothing but undesirable. Inna al-maut illa sada. وَالْحَيَاةَ مَا الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا بَرَمَا. Then the companion stood up one by one and they said to him, O Hussein, O Imam, we are not going to leave you. We will not desert you, O Hussein. We will spill our blood for you, O Hussein. We will serve our limbs for you, O Hussein. That was the second day of Muharram. When Imam and his family camped at Karbala, day by day, who witnessed the army of Yazid entering Karbala, day by day, he saw their numbers increasing. Then there came a time when Imam's caravan was forced to move away from the river. Who witnessed that? Then there came a time when Imam's children were denied water. Who witnessed this? Then they approached the 10th day of Muharram, who saw the son of Zahra surrounded by thousands of enemies. He saw the son of Zahra left with 72 men. He saw the children of Zahra crying with thirst. And then he heard a call, Amma man bihi zayifina liwajhillah, Aman baba yabib an haramallah. His heart shook. He went to Umar ibn Sa'ad. He said to him, are you going to kill this man? Umar ibn Sa'ad said, yes, by Allah, we will. We will have a fierce battle ahead of us, the easiest of which will be the beheading of bodies. Who probably said to himself, oh, what you have done to the son of Fatima. Oh, on the day of judgment, how are you going to face the Rasulullah? His companion asked him, how come I see you tremble? He said, by Allah, I find myself between heaven and hell. And by Allah, I will not choose anything over heaven. You know what's happened in the end? Leave that. I'm not going to discuss that. I'm going to say, pay attention to this part. Imam and his children got encircled. Water has been closed. Who walking here and there, throwing dust on his head, saying to himself, I'm responsible for all these miseries. I'm the one who made Imam suffer. I made a big mistake. How to bring Imam out of this situation. In the end, he remembered the mercy of Imam. Imam also gave him an address. And he told Abbas, they are thirsty, give water to their horses and to them. At that time, Imam gave him an address. Who remembered the Hussein's kindness, decided that he will go towards Hussein. Put shoes in his neck, kick the saddle and headed toward the temple of Hussein. But how could he go back to Hussein? How could he find the children of Hussein? So he put his hand over his head. And Imam saw him is coming. He called Akbar. Ali Akbar, go and welcome our guest. Imam did not even allow the whole feel embarrassment. Based on this narration, Imam told Ali Akbar, Ali Akbar, go hug your uncle. When he reached Hussein, he said, oh Hussein, I'm the one who stopped you from returning.
Sam, allow me to go. Allow me to go for the battlefield.
Imam said, go Hussein, go Hur, I forgive you, go. Now here's the question. Imam, normally when someone arrived to ask the permission from Imam, Imam normally said, no, don't go, go somewhere else. But when Hur asked, Imam, allow me to go towards the enemy, Imam said, go. You know why? Because Imam knew Hur is very, very. He is, if he stay here, and after a while he will hear the sound of the children, then I'm thirsty, Al-Atash, he will feel embarrassment. That's why Imam said, go, go, go towards the battlefield. Who fought bravely, but alas, he fell down. He called out to his Imam. Imam reached here, cleared the blood off his face. He cleared the dust off his face and he said to him, Antal Hur, kama samahtaka ummak hurran fi dunya wal akhirah. You are free man, just as your mother named you. A free man in this world and in the hereafter. Let me recite the Rosa. Now I'm going to recite the Marcia now. You know, there's a secret. I don't know if you pay attention on this secret or not. You know, when every time any Shaheed fell down in the Karbala, Hussein made himself responsible to reach near him and keep his head on the lap. Love of Imam Hussein removed the pain of the death of every Shaheed. But there is another reason why Imam was going over there. Pay attention to this one. There was another secret. Imam made himself responsible to reach every injured person. He knew that enemy, they want to cut the head of this Shaheed while he is still alive. So he want to go reach there and take care of him. Malas in Ashura, a time came. Imam is still alive. Imam is injured. And Shimon al-Malun, while he is still alive, try to get his throat from the bed. And no one is there to protect him. على لعنة الله على القوم الظالمين سيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون مع حسين
يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين ي